This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon says it is not ruling out coordination with the Taliban on any future counterterrorism efforts in Afghanistan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley fought against the Taliban.
This is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
But asked directly if the U.S. may have to work with the insurgents against Islamic State militants and others.
Possible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin echoed Milley in calling a future relationship with the Taliban hard to predict. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senior European officials say the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan and the rushed airlift operation have highlighted the EU's need for its own rapid reaction military force. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the EU's dependence on US troops during the evacuation demonstrated the 27 nations bloc's lack of preparedness and independence. European Council President Charles Michel has asked, as a global economic and democratic power, can Europe be content with the situation where we are unable to ensure unassisted the evacuation of our citizens? EU members have floated the idea of setting up a 5,000 member standby force capable of quickly intervening. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's top human rights official in Afghanistan warns the country is descending into a humanitarian catastrophe as conflict, drought, and a shortage of international aid is hitting the population days after the U.S. military ended its mission in the country. Ramiz Alakbarov said Wednesday that at least one-third of the country's population now is not sure that their family will have a meal every day or not. Alakbarov said half of all Afghan children under 5 years old are in an extreme state of malnutrition. This is VOA News. Italy began requiring domestic travelers to show a Green Pass certificate on Wednesday in a bid to boost vaccinations and limit COVID-19 transmission amid threats of disruptive protests. The document certifies that the holder has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine more than 15 days ago, has tested negative in the past 48 hours, or has recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months. The rule, announced weeks ago, applies to domestic flights, train travel between regions, and sea travel. Local buses, trams, and metros are exempt from the rule. Japan reported a fresh contamination case involving Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, threatening to slow the country's sputtering inoculation campaign. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The health ministry said on Wednesday that contaminants in at least one of the incidents were found to be particles of stainless steel. It added that it did not expect the incident would pose an additional health risk. The findings were the result of an investigation by domestic distributor Takeda Pharmaceutical. Takeda said the most probable cause of the contamination was related to friction between two pieces of metal in the machinery that put stoppers on the vials. The company was citing a joint investigation with Moderna and Rovi, which bottles Moderna vaccines. The country suspended the use of over 1.6 million doses of Moderna shots last week after being notified of contamination in some of the supply.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Louisiana residents still reeling from the flooding and damage caused by Hurricane Ida are scrambling for food, gas, water, and relief from the oppressive heat. The electric company Entergy said Wednesday morning it had restored power to parts of New Orleans, but did not specify how many homes and businesses had lights. At a news conference, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said some customers are starting to get their power restored.
We do anticipate additional progress there, but it will be gradual, incremental. But that's what we know. That's how it's always been. But seeing the progress sooner rather than later is absolutely a step in the right direction.
Thousands of line workers are toiling to restore electricity, and officials have vowed to set up more sites where people can get free meals and cool off. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.14%, the S&P gaining 0.03%, and the NASDAQ adding 0.33%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.